Good morning, Tony.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
That's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Men's Share. Now, so I spoke to Sean last year about all of this stuff. Just refresh us a little bit on what Men's Share actually is.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. I mean, Men's Share, I mean, firstly, Sean's extremely passionate about this and has managed to get me involved, which I'm extremely grateful for. But Men's Share essentially is a place that men can come and share honestly, openly, without judgment, in a confidential environment, what's going on for them. And it's really fundamental for them, for us, that you know, we can offer help, support, and guidance from a position of safety, and it's really been created from a need, which you probably are aware, in communities for men to be able to talk about their mental health. You know, we've got a really big crisis of mental health in our communities, and suicide rates among men is really high. It's just scarily high. And part of that is that men really don't feel they've got a place to go and share what's going on for them.
They never have done, really. I mean, it's one of those things, you know, it's one of the macho things about us guys is that, oh, no, don't worry about that. We'll sort that out ourselves. And, of course, really, without too much thought or anything else, to actually how you're going to sort that problem. So this is one of those things that is encouraging people to go and talk to some people who are not going to be judgmental, which is I think is the best bit about all of this, is you can go and talk in absolute confidence that your story is not going to be sort of draped around the neighborhood because you've talked to someone, which is you know, for us guys is probably a really, really good thing. How did you get involved in it in the first place?
As I said, for me, I've sat in a number of different organizations, different circles, that aren't necessarily the same as Men's Share, but have helped me. You know, as many years ago, I found myself in a very similar position as some of the men that we're encouraging to come in, you know, sort of lost, almost in despair, not really knowing where to turn for help. And I was fortunate enough to be guided and steered into another organisation, not Men's Share, that helped younger men. And I, you know, I spent a lot of time helping people, but actually it really helped myself. And I've been on a long journey through counselling, through all sorts of different support mechanisms to be able to get me to the point where I am today, able to re-offer that help and support to other people. But ultimately, it was very difficult to find that help, and there wasn't anything quite like Men's Share. You know, at the time I was 30-something, and it was only by pure luck and chance that I went into an organisation that wasn't designed to help me, but was designed to help younger men, but did actually help me as well. And Sean was part of that too, but the reality is that there was a need for something to help wider men, you know, the wider community of men, and that's essentially where Men's Share has been born from. And for me, you know, I'm very, very passionate. You know, I've been a first responder. I've dragged people off bridges and have been trying to commit suicide. I've seen firsthand where people have committed suicide. I've been witness to so many things that, you know, I really think, passionately think, you know, this could have been avoided if we have something, that we had something for men to talk around. And you know, it's kind of a calling, I guess, for me. And Sean recognises that, and he's been trying to get me to come and do this for a little while, but I haven't been.
He's very persuasive, isn't he?
Yeah, I didn't really have the time. I have still got a lot of stuff going on in my life at the moment, but Sean convinced me, and I came along to the first Men's Share circle in Crawley, and was just blown away and really, really engaged by the work, and thought, you know what, yeah, I need to come along and do this. And then I met Lee there, and I met a number of men that were in the circle, and it was like, right, I see, I've got to do it. So Sean had me on the line, and I'm really, really, really engaged I'm really excited to get men's share. I wish I didn't have to, but I'm really excited to be able to.
Well,
to
I mean, we all wish people. That these things didn't happen, but mental health seems to be a growing problem generally across the board in the UK. I mean, and there's help for all sorts of different people, but as a gender, there's very little help aimed specifically at men. Now, the only way I can describe this as how I'm seeing this is how it's been described to me by both you and by Sean and by other people. The only analogy that I can make is it's almost like AA for mental health. Would I be about right?
I think so. I mean, it's less... So with AA, it's quite program-based, whereas this, I think, is, you know, it's more organic. You know, AA is very focused on giving up alcohol.
Yeah.
And I think this, whereas this is more holistic, you know, it doesn't matter what problem.
Yeah, it's a broader brushstroke, isn't it, really? Yeah. I get that, but it was just the basic analogy that if you've got a problem with drink or drugs, you can go and talk to AA about it. But if you've got other issues, it's either join a very long waiting list for a counsellor that may or may not deal with the specifics of what you're talking about, or it's go to a group like this, which is non-judgmental and actually is done via, I'm guessing, the good old power of conversation.
Well, that's it. And I think the thing is, it's volunteer based. You're going to get people genuinely in there, that somebody in there is going to understand what you're going through. And although they may not be specialists in an area, if there's something that they recognise within you that they can signpost to somewhere else, they can do. You know, we've got a number of partners. But actually, you know, the power of just getting through a doorway, taking that first step. You know, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step. Getting somewhere where you feel like you can talk, and open up freely to people. You know, we'll open up a huge amount of doors and open up a large amount of support. And
yeah, well, while you mentioned that, strangely enough, joining us also this morning is Lee Miner. Morning, Lee.
Morning. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing okay. You're somebody who's made use of the Men Share Crawley circle.
Yes.
What did it take for you? Well, you know, I'm not going to go into the details of what issues you've been sort of having to talk about, but what did it take for you to think, oh yeah, this actually might work for me?
Well, it took me to, contemplate suicide.
Wow.
That's what it took me to get referred and then pushed on to Men's Share. And then it took everything I had inside me, all the, you know, the masculinity and the I must do this on my own and I'm too strong as a man and I can't show
pride,
weakness. I had to put all that to one side and cross the threshold. And that was the first step of 1,000.
Was that the most difficult step, do you think?
Without a doubt, because you can convince yourself of many things. That's the beauty of the human brain, isn't it? That we can convince ourselves of so many things that aren't actually true. And once I had, you know, swallowed down the pride, crossed the threshold, met Sean, was introduced to the group, and we had the circle, that was, you know, I was blown away by the empathy and, you know, meeting men that were in similar situations, whether it be, you know, police situations, childcare situations, or child alienation situations, homelessness,
there's so many problems, you could list them, they're fairly endless. But how did it work in the beginning for you? Was it a case of go along, cross that threshold, get into the circle in the first place and listen to what others were saying and what they were talking about before you kind of took that leap?
Yeah.
And opened up about your own story.
Yeah, so, you know, there's no obligation to talk in the circle. If you want to sit there and just listen, then, you know, as long as you've done the confidentiality bit, then, you know, you're welcome to. And we invite men to talk if they feel strong enough to do so. But, you know, knowing that they'll do it without judgment is the main thing.
Yeah. Is it actually a therapy, or is it a case of you basically are offloading your issues. Does somebody act? There's nobody there that actually said, "Oh, perhaps you should do this or you should do that." It's about you offloading your issues, is it?
Yeah. So you get to speak in a forum in the circle. You have a certain amount of time to, you know, have your check-in, and then, you know, people are invited to maybe make suggestions or sympathise with you. And that way you find common ground with men that are potentially going through the same issues as you. Now I know I can't go into detail about my situation, but if I just broadly give you a rundown of exactly the situations I'm going through. So I've got homelessness, I've got a severe knee injury that will take me 2 years to recover from, child alienation, not being able to see my children, joblessness, lost my job due to my knee injury, and then parent alienation, no longer talking to either sets of parents. Wife has decided to have an issue with me, and we've ended up with police involved. So I'm homeless, I'm not allowed in my own home, I don't see my children regularly enough, all these things, you know. And it just became too overwhelming, and that's when, you know, unfortunately the suicidal thoughts started, and that's when I decided there and then that wasn't going to be an option as far as I was concerned.
It's the old adage, really, isn't it? You have to hit the bottom before you actually go and seek help. The only problem with it is when you're in that situation, I'm guessing that your head tells you you're the only one that has got these problems, and that's why you're where you are. But until you walk through that door and realise, oh, okay, there's half a dozen guys here that have sort of similar issues or problems.
Yeah, massively. And, you know, we're just trying to support these men as best we can with the knowledge that we have, that Sean already has through the processes that he can pass on, and we're building the leaders group up so that, you know, the men that come through the door that can see a progression within their mental state, a positive one, and we give them the opportunity to give back. And that's basically what I'm doing, is that I'm the engagement support leader now for Men's Share. So I'm out there looking for signposted people from the NHS and the doctor surgeries. The biggest problem we face is that I'm in the middle of an emotional well-being anger management course. Now my anger management counsellor, if you like, his waiting list is 5 years long.
That's no good to anybody who needs assistance now, is it?
No, absolutely not. And when you consider that the suicide rates back in 21 was 4,129 people, 4,129 men committed suicide in 2021.
That's not a statistic to be proud of, is it?
No, not at all. And what? Because we don't talk, we don't want to talk, we don't feel like we can open up. Well, that's got to change, because the suicide rates have got to start coming down.
Well, the problem with... Can I just stop you there and say that? Because I've spoken to one or two suicide charities about these sorts of things. And, of course, the problem is that if you have those sorts of thoughts, I mean, you had the power and the wherewithal within your head to actually say that, oh, this has got as bad as I want it to get, I'm going to get some help. There are people, obviously, 4,000 odd of them, who have gone a stage further, and, of course, nothing can be done to help them now. And, of course, they leave behind them that thing of, why on earth did they do that? Nobody ever knows the reason why.
No, and you never will. But
you know, and that's the thing. So the sharing of this sort of thing, this sort of circle, and the attention to mental health is so, so important. So when you say that a specialist has got a 5-year waiting list, that's not a statistic to be proud of. That's a statistic to be rather ashamed of, I would have said.
Well, yeah, the powers that be need to wake up and smell the coffee, because at the end of the day, we're going to continue seeing these sort of rates, and it's getting worse. Because let's all be honest, it's a mental health pandemic going on right now.
Yeah, well, there are all sorts of reasons for it, and for a lot of men, of course, the traditional thing of breadwinner, looking after family, and of course with the current situation with inflation the way it is, cost of living the way it is, job situation just come out of a pandemic, so many different things that can add to make a major, major problem for anybody. It could be me, it could be the guy next door, it could be anybody.
Yeah.
Sadly, you know, it got to you, but fortunately, so it looks like there's some good going to come out of this, because I know when I spoke to Sean originally, the idea was to try and get people in to talk about their issues and then to try and give back a little, which is seriously what you're doing. And I'm guessing, Ben, that's what you've been doing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really important to say that, you know, part of my message is you don't need to be as you know, far down the rabbit hole as Lee's described. You know, you can come into the circle before it gets to the point where you you know, where it feels like it's almost too much. So I would urge people, you know, if you're struggling, you know, come into the circle, cross that threshold and come and see us. You know, you don't have to be at the point where it's absolute despair to be in there. I mean, you're more than welcome if you are at that point. But it, you know, this is about men's mental health, and you know, anyone is welcome.
Okay, so look, I mean, you had your first meeting in East Grinstead last week, and I would guess, like all things that are new, it will take a little while to get going. I'm guessing it went off okay.
Yeah, it went fine. You know, we had some guys come over from Crawley. You know, it's a relatively slow start. I mean, we're trying to get the message out there, and it's like anything. You know, you build something, and people will come. And for me, you know, the fact that it's there, you know, we're going to be publicising it on social media. There's interest. You know, there's a local family from East Grinstead that unfortunately their son actually tragically did take his own life, and they're really supportive. I met with them a couple of weeks ago, and they, you know, they're really supportive of our cause. Like, his friends are going to come along, and you know, they're going to help us. I mean, they had a GoFundMe page to help with the funeral costs. A part of that they're using those funds to help local men's charities, and they're using that with us, which is really nice. And I'm in touch with the parents as we speak, so they're really supportive. The local community is really supportive. The doctors, the NHS, so it will grow. But I mean, I just wanted to go back to a point. You know, you can come along and you can sit and you can share your stuff, but there's also a lot of processes that we do that help people, you know, to understand their mental health, understand why they're thinking, why they're thinking.
Well, it's despairing a lot in that cases, isn't it?
Well, it is, but it's also, you know, there's some exercises, there's some stuff within Men's Share. You know, it's not just a circle. There's going away for weekends in nature. It's connecting with other people. You know, sometimes people are really lonely. You know, you don't have anyone to talk to. You know, you have that bond. You build a brotherhood, and you build a community, and just some of that, just sitting and talking to someone, can really have an impact on somebody's mental health. So, you know, the circle in East Grinstead, you know, it's at St. Swithin's Church. It's not religious, by the way. We're not a religious.
I was going to ask you where it was, and you've just answered the question before I answered it. St. Swithin's,
it's tomorrow at St. Swithin's Church at 7. It's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. I mean, we ask you to come along a little bit early just so you can get a cup of coffee, teas, you know, that's all provided. It's free, so you don't need to contribute anything. So if you don't have anything, you know, honestly, anyone is welcome. You know, it's a really nice venue as well. It's in the centre of town, easy to find. You'll find some really friendly faces there. You'll find myself, you'll find John, who co-leads it with me. Sean's there sometimes. You've got Lee, I'm sure, will be there. So you'll recognise people, and you'll get.
I think
to know
you've
people.
Got a convert there with Lee, and hopefully something for Lee will come out good. Will come out of this from what the brief bit that he mentioned of what's actually happened to him. This may well be the start of a new beginning, which, as far as I can see, is about as positive a thing as you would want to get out of something like the Men's Share group. So it's menssharelistinggroup.co.uk. Lots and lots of different reasons why someone might actually need to go along and talk. Don't be frightened thinking, oh, I'm going to be a bit of an idiot. I've just been talking to two guys here, Ben Waits and Lee Miner, about Men's Share. And, well, I can only say, what guys, what an absolutely fabulous job you're doing. Lee, I hope your problem gets sorted out. And Ben, congratulations for getting this one started, and let's hope it grows as well as the Crawley one does.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Guys, thank you for talking to me this morning.